Hello, I'm Charlotte Sebag Montefiore. I'm going to read you two stories adapted from La Fontaine's fables. He based them on stories written many centuries before by Aesop. The Wolf and the Stork. Wolves are ravenous, greedy guts. Our wolf was just the same. He always bolted down his food and gobbled without shame. A bone got stuck far down his throat so that he could not cry. He was afraid, and rightly so, that bone could make him die. He signalled to a passing stork. She came, began the task, extracting it with her long beak. It's then her turn to ask. O wolf, I'd like to say to you, give me a little pay. You're joking, woman, said the wolf. I freed your neck today. You stuck it down my hungry throat, a careless thing to do. Ungrateful bird, be off, or else I'll end by gobbling you. The next story is The Tortoise and the Hare. Running is no earthly use, this tale will clearly show, unless you're up and leave on time and have the oomph to go. Miss Tortoise and our Mr. Hare once set out on a race. I think I'll win, Miss Tortoise said. I think I'll get first place. You're barking mad, said Mr. Hare. Dear girl, you must be ill. If you're unwell, just think of it. You'd better take a pill. Mad or not, I'll have my bet. Miss Tortoise stamped her paw. Okay, okay, said Mr. Hare, but I'll get there before. Our hare stretched out and dozed a bit. Our tortoise plodded past. I'll eat and whistle down the wind, Hare said. I won't be last. Our tortoise stately plodded on. She hurried, but was slow. Such work for her it was, this race. The goal was far to go. Our snooty hare's pride, self-regard, caused him to dawdle long. A pity, for he left too late. He simply got it wrong. Aghast, he saw the very end. Miss Tortoise, nearly there. Nearly at the winning post, the tortoise, not the hare. Miss Tortoise cried, I got there first, even with my shell. It's heavy, but your speed's no use. I can run just as well.